I'm gonna give you all another minute. We only have 17 responses right now, so make sure that you vote. If you guys can't, if you all can't find the form, please send me a direct message and I'll send it to you through there. Okay, so this doesn't pass. It fails with only 67% in favor. Okay, so we will carry on with the reports by committees, starting with the executive committee report, which I will be giving unless another executive strongly feels the need to do so. Seeing none. Okay, so a lot of the of XCOM's roles, as I'm sure you are aware by now, is approving job descriptions and hirings. So that's really what's been going on these past couple meetings. We approved minutes, new job descriptions for new projects, MCert instructors. We purchased a new laptop for one of our employees, a new employee that needed a laptop. Some new porters and Gert's administrative assistant to make sure that we can stay open later so Gert's can stay open later and all that kind of fun stuff. So if there are any questions about what we've been up to, you might ask them now. If not, we can move on. All right, seeing no questions, we're on to 10B, Equity Committee. This has been postponed. So we'll move on to the Gender and Sexuality Advocacy Committee.
No report has been submitted for that.
Also postponed. Make sure you guys submit your reports, please. I don't know who's in charge of these ones, but Indigenous Affairs Committee, also postponed. And then Student Society Programming Network. Also me. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay, so SPIN has met 5 times. I think 6, but I had to submit the report on Sunday and we meet on Tuesdays. So this is our membership, quite a substantial committee. They're all selected by myself and the internal logistics coordinator. Our goals for this year are to provide the cheapest possible prices for students, so it's as accessible as possible, and ensuring that COVID safety is respected so we can bring back all of the SPIN traditions. We're trying to do more trainings this year. So we did just a general GSVP training before Halloween because we didn't have that much time because we started meeting like beginning of October and we had a month to plan Halloween. But we're hoping to have more specific and tailored training before FACO to event planning and drinking culture. So for Halloween, we hosted a Britney Spears themed bar crawl. It was a huge success. We felt that this would be the safest option to host while having the best experience possible because it was in small groups. So there were only 10 people per groups and we had 6 stops. And then an after party at Tipsy Cow. We had 150 participants of pre-made teams and there was very little interaction between them. And this was a huge success. We got really good feedback from participants. And they're already really looking forward to our next spin event, which is Faculty Olympics, which is going to happen on March 8th to 12th. We've already started planning it. We're also starting Hype Night for FACO and then Grad Frosh in May. Both of these have already, like, the subcommittees have been created. And now we're trying to find our theme and the logistics of how FACO is going to work this year. So yeah, that's what SPIN has been up to for this last couple months. I stand for questions if there are any. Yes, Vice President Taisao Kubio.
Not a question, but congratulations to the SPIN members. Great job on the Halloween event.
Technically out of order, but thank you. No, it's fine. I'm going to accept it because it's praise. Okay. We will go on to our next report, which is the Finance Committee.
No reports have been submitted.
Tough. The Community Engagement Committee has been postponed. Environment Committee. I know that Councillor Holton was supposed to present it. I don't know if his proxy wants to.
Yeah.
So go for it.
Yeah, it felt pretty self-explanatory. You kind of read that there. It's been obviously a slow start to the year. And right now they're focusing on recruitment, which I think is going well. I've seen it in a few emails. So they've been getting to me at least. Didn't join, but you know, I'm sure other people have. Yeah, and then basically that if you can direct people to the Arts IRAP at SMU if they need help funding for any environmental projects, or if you know anyone who wants to be part of the committee, direct them there. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the environment report? Lovely. The Samosa committee report has been postponed. Committee des Affaires Francophones, I can give that report as that was also submitted by me. So these are our list of members. We are waiting for a couple more responses. I guess I can actually do this in French. Donc, la CAF a terminé son recrutement pour la session d'automne, mais il reste encore quelques sièges vacants, comme vous pouvez voir dans la liste de membres. Mais on a notre première rencontre, c'est dimanche, je pense. À part de ça, moi et Anna, on a travaillé ensemble pour faire les changements au comité de Terms of Reference, qui était présenté au conseil législatif il y a quelques semaines. Donc, vous en rappelez probablement. Donc, ça nous a mis un peu en retard parce qu'on voulait faire des changements. Excusez-moi, la rencontre va être le 13 novembre. Ben, sur Zoom. Donc, c'est ça. Anna a beaucoup travaillé sur le recrutement. Comme vous pouvez voir dans beaucoup de comités, on a eu un peu un départ retardé. Donc, mais on est très hâte pour se rencontrer la première fois. Et on a des gros plans beaucoup sur le plan de franchisation qui a été commencé l'année passée. Donc, s'il y a des questions, vous pouvez les demander maintenant. Lovely. Okay, so we move on to the next committee. Black Affairs Committee has been postponed. Services Review Committee. I don't know who's supposed to be presenting this.
So the report was sent in by the Service Administrative Assistant. I don't know who's presenting it.
Vice President Hsieh Kubia.
I can present it.
Go for it.
Okay, so we met. These are the members. So it's me, VP Student Life. We have Councillor Corrette, VP Finance, Service Planning Coordinator, Member at Large, and then Service Administrative Assistant. So we already had two meetings, and we essentially, our goal is to review the accreditation of services to ensure that their provisional services meet the needs of students, which is making sure that they're meeting their mandate. So essentially, we're having a performance evaluation. So here we're just basically going to services events as a normal members and just experiencing what they're offering for ourselves. We then have to fill a form. And then we also have a user survey. So essentially, we also have a SURF report that we have to review once we go to the services events. And then lastly, we haven't reviewed any constitutions yet. There's no new amendments being submitted. But essentially, these are what we're talking about so far. So we just, I've been to two events already, and some other councillors have as well, so. And then we also have a grading system. I don't know if Councillor Claire wants to add anything else. to the report.
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Thank you. Are there any questions for the Services Review Committee? Okay, we will then move on to the Accessibility Committee. Was there
no been turned in?
Thanks to us. Okay, also postponed. Affordable Student Housing Committee postponed. So now move into the reports by the councillors. Councillor Yu.
So first of all, like there's this issue that's been brought up for like way before. And I put it here because like one, I'm at this point it's like the response I'm getting is like, it's probably not the responsibility of this move to take care of this, but I still put it here just for like completeness sake. So basically like our VP finance wanted to ask whether the DSS, which is Dental Student Society, can submit instead of audited statements, one, the notice to reader statements, or the review engagement statements. So like we are aware that these two may be like lower quality statements. However, it saves us a lot of money. And as a relatively small organization, it's like it seems overkill to produce audited statements that eats like almost half of our cash. So for committee activity, I'm still in the process of applying to like the funding committee. There are some things to be ironed out like schedule wise. So like I'm not officially in, but like, yeah. And that is still left to be discussed. Health and dental committee, which I'm automatically placed in. No meeting yet. I haven't been reached out to. For the senator part, well, I gave the report last week during the Senate meeting too about this. It's like CAG, Course Evaluation Advisory Groups, no meetings yet, nor was I reached out to. CAPS Advisory Group, I was reached out to. They gave me like 3 dates for the meetings. However, 2 of them is like right in the middle of like my school time. So I told him or her that I cannot. And then we are in the process of talks for like rescheduling, like try to make sure that it fits like both of our schedules. But yeah, that's it.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions for Councillor Yu? Okay, seeing none, we will move on. Councillor Zhang.
Councillor Zhang is unfortunately at the same committee as the VP Finance, so I will be giving a report instead. Basically, not much has gone on since the last MUS report, which was last meeting. But basically, we've been keeping at the student surveys. We've been talking to a lot of students about the MUS, about SMU elections, the referendum, and just trying to get them involved with the student government in general. A lot of people don't like the Desautels curve, which is the bane of our faculty. But anyways, and people want Ketraset back as well as Dave's, the thing I mentioned last time. We're currently working on addressing the curve and a lot of student complaints. So we're currently talking with the faculty and our VP academic is all over it. We're also working on a midterm feedback form to try and, you know, gauge where students are at halfway through the semester. We're also making sure that we're staying sustainable. Our sustainability team is working on a bunch of proposals to implement in the faculty. We're also working on a financial tutorial with the VP Finance to hopefully get going soon and try and let students know what fees they can opt out of. And we're also doing an internal club's leadership workshop that I think is going on right now. In terms of events and activities, we have Carnival, Hype Week, and Carnival are almost finished. There's one more event. We raised over 30,000 in charitable donations in 1 hour, as I understand, which is kind of wild. So pretty happy about that. And I heard that Noah Centineo donated $1,000 last night because he found a bunch of students at Tipsy. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, anyways, 4-7 at Gertz. I'm just going to skim over that because that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. But yeah, CASCO is on schedule to happen November 13th. Once again, if any of you guys are interested, please let your constituents know. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be super cool. And it raises money for Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation. And yep, we're keeping our eyes out for new travel advisories from the government in terms of case league and competitions that we would want to do abroad. And oh, Mary put a little point at the end saying, if in the future, counselors from the same faculty can be scheduled to present council reports further apart from each other, I believe it would be a lot more productive with more info to share. That's it.
Great. Super exciting about Noah Centineo. My friend was there yesterday and got to meet him, which was really aggravating. Yes, I'm just going to call you Kevin. I'm sorry. You have the floor.
Yeah, sorry. I had a question. What did Noah Centineo donate the money to? Sorry.
I believe it was Carnival.
Yeah, I think so.
That's badass. All right, thanks.
All right. Thank you. We will move on to the next report, which is Councillor Kusa.
Yeah, hi everyone. So XCOM has consistently been meeting on a weekly basis. Some exciting news is that we have finally discussed with the admin regarding our MOA negotiation. So we reached an agreement which would result in some positive changes regarding snacks. I don't want to jinx it just yet, but we'll announce a change once it's official. We've met with the Arts Faculty Council, Curriculum Committee, and during LC, I brought a motion to condemn Bill 2, similar to the motion at SMU. And regarding that, I would encourage every faculty representative to issue a similar condemnation, and I will be reaching out to you. I'm currently working on a naloxone training to make it more accessible on campus. So if anyone is interested in that, please DM me. So I've attended steering and the Francophone committee, and I'm currently focused on like the Bill 2 advocacy, and individual meetings with the Dean of Students and advocacy groups on campus.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Kusa. Does anyone have any questions on the report? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to Councillor Liao's report.
Merci, Vice-Président Paulin, et bonsoir au Conseil législatif. Since education only presents once per semester, this is quite a hefty report. We'll start off with the EdUS is currently seeking out a second equity commissioner to join our already standing one at council. The motion is currently being written. We're also hosting SAPEC, Speak on Campus as we are representing McGill this year in partnership with the Université du Québec en Abitibi-Témiscamingue. And EdUS also filled all the positions after the fall 2021 elections, except for VP Wellness, which has been taken over by interim by our VP internals. For academic affairs, the EduBuddies program, which is our mentorship program, is currently like going really well, as well as the Ped Talk events, such as the one with Alex McCumber about the history and education of Kanawage. During my short term as interim external, I started an initiative of a student for a day that's currently going to try to run for January. This project will serve as a test for the coming years. Our current externals have successfully received a box full of socks and gloves during October for mobilizing for Milton Park. EdUS is currently raising money for November through walking and running, an apartment crawl, and mustache growers in the faculty, which include myself. And also, they are organizing a fun run with SAPEC in my Quebec this weekend. As for the VP Finance, they have completed the 2020 audit, which is impressive. They told me it was impressive, so I'm glad for them. The VP internals have had Frosh this summer, and it went really well, despite the COVID-19 limitations. Second year Frosh as well with PTOT was good. We've also hosted two online events, including a movie night, which were great turnout-wise. And free detention dens, our education bar, have been hosted at Tipsy Cal. The first one being also only EduS, the second with PTOT, and the most recent one last night was with Motion Ball, which explains why maybe McGill students saw Noah Centennial last night. They will happen every 2 weeks, so you guys are free to come over whenever you guys want. Fire committee started this week and have two events in the works. And SAPIC and EduS are planning a holiday event. Finally, our VP Student Wellness by Interim are organizing a student relaxation bin, and they are planning to give out care packages for the upcoming exam season. And the online event that they're planning is yet to be determined. If there are any questions, concerns, comments, whatever, contact me by email, with our Facebook group, or come to my office hours on Wednesdays, or by appointment. And that is it. Thank you for your attention.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Liao. Are there any questions on this report? Seeing none, we will move on to Councillor Wan.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Bonjour à tous. Hi everyone, my name is Benson, I'm the medicine rep. I just want to preface this by saying that I'll be presenting mainly about Montreal campus, because hopefully next Monday at 5 p.m., counselor, or soon to be counselor, Liu Shearer will be on Legislative Council. So in terms of upcoming events on the MSS, we have our General Assembly on November 30th, and we also have Med Games, which is a huge sporting competition across all the medical schools in Canada. It was supposed to take place the first weekend of January, but it got postponed to May because of COVID earlier today. So sad. In terms of past events that have happened, we had Frosh in mid-August. There was one night of virtual events and 3 days of in-person socially distanced activities. Great success. We also had a general council meeting on September 14th. Motions that were discussed included a motion to fund the class of 2024 banquet. And we also had discussions with regards to MD PhD representation on council, social events for the upcoming year, and the induction of the Sustainability Standing Committee. In terms of the fall retreat, we had that on October 2nd, where we had many good workshops led by very fantastic individuals to acquaint council with one another. We also had our Halloween party on October 30th at Riverside, St. Henri, and it was a great event. In terms of class-specific events, the Med ones, like the first-year medical students, have been having their post-block, post-exam events, like park hangouts and like Tipsy Cow. The Med twos had their white coat ceremony just a couple of weeks ago, so congratulations to them. The Med threes, that's us, were in clerkship, so not much fun, but we do have some relaxation events like yoga in the park. And the Med fours are currently applying to their residency program, so they're trying to figure out what doctor they want to be in the future, so good luck to them. In terms of initiatives that have been going on so far this year, we've elected our Med One Class Council and a VP Global Health Junior. The Sustainability Standing Committee just started their campaign this year. They started their mandate and things are going well so far. And we also had a record number of student clubs this year at 71. In terms of finances, similar to the DSS, we've been transitioning from audits to notice to meters since they're more feasible and a lot cheaper. And we're also transitioning from RBC to Desjardins because they don't charge us as many fees. In terms of IT, we finally fixed our website after about a year of downtime, and we're continuing to advocate at various levels, including the CFMS, the FMAQ, the GAC, and the IFMSA. Campus Outaoué will be presenting in the near future about their campus, but hopefully they will be represented very soon. And the Health and Dental Review, as Councillor, you said, we haven't met yet, and the Board of Directors, I continue to sit on that, and I stand for questions.
If there are any questions, you may voice them at this time. All right, seeing none, we will move on to Councillor Ailey's report.
So no report was turned in.
Okay, we'll move on to Councillor Durocher's report.
Oui, donc rapidement, si on y va en ordre chronologique, en fait, Frosh s'est bien passé cette année. On a mis en fait beaucoup de ressources pour ça, notamment parce qu'on a essayé de faire un petit Frosh supplémentaire pour les deuxièmes années qui n'avaient pas pu en avoir l'an passé. Aussi, il y a eu la Journée nationale de vérité et réconciliation dans laquelle l'ALC de part avec la SMU et le comité de droits autochtones ont pris part là, avant d'aller rejoindre la marche centrale au centre-ville de Montréal. Par la suite, on a eu une conférence qu'on a tenue en présentiel par le récent juge Jamal de la Cour suprême. Ça s'est bien passé. Je pense que les étudiants étaient désireux d'en rencontrer un pour une première fois. Par la suite, on a eu un événement d'Halloween qui a été plus ou moins changé dans les derniers jours là, à cause de certaines malchances, mais qui s'est terminé par un atelier de carving de citrouilles qui était très, très bien. De plus en plus, on essaie de remettre des activités en présentiel, notamment les fameux coffee house qu'on fait chaque semaine. Pour l'instant, il n'y a pas de chance avec ça, mais on regarde beaucoup pour la prochaine session là, à cet égard. Puis finalement, les mardis mon cœur dans lesquels les étudiants peuvent parler avec les cabinets d'avocats, on essaie aussi de le remettre en présentiel le plus possible, mais pour l'instant, c'est surtout à distance. Donc, voilà.
Merci. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions sur ce rapport? Seeing none, we will move on to our final councillor report by Councillor Wong.
Hi, everyone. My name is Hussein. I use he, him pronouns. I am one of the two club's representatives this year. My email is there under the me section. I think I've also put my colleague Nadia's email at the bottom if you guys would like to reach out to us. So firstly, in regards to the work we've been doing with the club's committee, we've held a couple meetings this year. I think three so far. I was also club's rep last year. So I can speak to that a bit as well. I think we've been meeting for slightly longer this year to get through more applications. So that's been working pretty well. We also have like a newer process. Vincent is the administrator. He was there last year as well. So we've set up a sort of faster voting process to get through more applications. So that's going pretty well because I think last year we had some applications we couldn't get through by the end of the year. So that's much improved this year. Everyone was just brought up to speed on the rubrics and everything in the first couple of meetings. And then we moved on to reviewing full status and interim status applications and also starting to go through constitutional amendments. The application quality, I think, is pretty good. Most are being approved. And then the ones that aren't, we just send back feedback so they can modify the applications and get back to us. So, yeah, clubs committee has been going well. In terms of constituent feedback, so we heard good things about the SMU trainings. Also, clubs that weren't able to make the trainings earlier in the year were sent the recordings and the presentations to make them up. So we got positive feedback regarding the flexibility around that. The first activities night, I think we've discussed in earlier councils, didn't really work out. I'm not going to raise that again. I think we covered it in earlier councils. And so since the last Ledge Council activities night two happened, I heard that there were initial difficulties with the online tabling, but I think they were resolved after the first day. Overall, I think obviously being in person, students were able to talk with clubs much easier. It was quite a bit down from pre-pandemic numbers for sure. I think according to like SMU documents, there were like upwards of 3,000 people when it used to be held in the field house. That certainly wasn't the case this time around. I think probably a few hundred students across the 3 days. So that was definitely a negative, but the other clubs rep and I are going to hopefully give some feedback and sort of like conduct consultations to figure out how we can get the numbers up for the winter semester activities night, whether that's through like advertising more, I guess, or just getting the word out or having it on campus or whatever that might be. So we're going to talk to VP Student Life in regards to that. I think, yeah, that's everything from me. I'll stand for questions.
Yes, Vice President Delouvrier.
Thank you. I was just wondering if you had the chance to bring up the concerns that you brought up in your report at the Clubs and Services Committee. Well, I think it's two committees, but yeah, the Clubs Committee to the Vice President's Student Life, seeing as maybe that would be a good platform for productive discussions.
Sorry, this is regard to constituent feedback.
Point of personal privilege.
You can answer.
Thank you. It's specifically, yes, regarding your points about attendance and the fact that numbers have been down compared to other years, I just wanted to see like if you had the chance to start conversation within the Clubs Committee or directly with the Vice President of Student Life.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I think November 5th meeting was the only one since then. And I wasn't able to attend that. So, but yeah, definitely next meeting, I'll bring it up. And I think the other club's rep has been in conversation regarding advertising and stuff. But yeah, no, next meeting, we will start doing that.
Awesome. Are there any other questions? Okay, so that finishes our reports by counselors. So we'll move on to our reports by executives. So just tough it out a little bit longer for our reports. So Vice President Delouvrier, you have the floor first.
Merci beaucoup. Et je vais prendre cette opportunité pour donner mon rapport en français. Alors, ce qu'on a fait au sein des affaires externes ces deux dernières semaines depuis que nous nous sommes rencontrés, la majorité du travail a été très concentrée autour de l'hôpital du Royal Victoria puisque on présente notre position à l'OCPM ce soir et d'ailleurs je vais même devoir partir bientôt pour aller aux auditions publiques de l'OCPM. En relation avec l'hôpital du Royal Victoria, le logement étudiant abordable a été un sujet de conversation particulièrement avec nos partenaires utiles avec qui on est en communication constante. De plus, j'ai énormément travaillé sur ce que nous allons présenter à la semaine de mobilisation de YouCrew, mais j'en parlerai un peu plus tard. Quelque chose de très excitant qui a commencé, une initiative qui a été poussée par la commissaire aux affaires noires de l'association étudiante, est une initiative pour récompenser des étudiants de groupes minoritaires et de leur donner une voix sur le campus. Donc c'est quelque chose sur lequel nous travaillons. Et puis, les deux points prochains sont des points sur lesquels j'ai touché à la dernière séance et je sais que j'ai un temps limité, donc je vais passer à la présence en ligne des affaires externes où on s'est donné une deadline avec le département de communication pour le 20 janvier pour entièrement changer le site des affaires externes et la présence en ligne afin d'augmenter l'accessibilité avec les membres de l'association étudiante. En termes de grosses updates, la première, c'est vraiment avec YouCrew. Donc, on travaille pour augmenter et faire grandir le comité qui s'occupe de l'aspect français de YouCrew. On a aussi décidé de bouger cette semaine de mobilisation à début janvier et de la faire en ligne. Juste pour des raisons d'accessibilité par rapport aux membres du gouvernement qui vont venir. Et on a finalement voté sur les trois priorités de mobilisation une fois pour toutes, et même les aspects au sein de ces priorités qui vont être discutés. Et ces priorités seront le support pour les étudiants avec des disabilities, je suis désolé, je perds mes mots, la santé mentale et aussi les finances étudiantes et l'emploiement étudiant. En termes de updates, je continue bien évidemment puisque notre audience avec l'OCPM et ce soir, nous avons travaillé sur un mémoire qui est présenté et une présentation qui sera présentée ce soir. En termes de gouvernance, j'aimerais dire bienvenue à Dorana qui est la nouvelle coordinatrice aux affaires externes et nous sommes en train en train de recruter plus de personnes. Et finalement, en tant qu'autre chose importante, en tant que rendez-vous important, j'ai eu la chance de rencontrer avec le président de l'association étudiante de McMaster. Et comme d'habitude, quelques-uns des comités que, les plus importants auxquels je suis allé, que j'ai souligné ici. Je suis là pour quelconque question.
Merci, vice-président des ouvriers. Est-ce qu'il y a des questions? Lovely. Seeing none, we'll move on to Vice President Hesekbia's report.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so activities night went really, really great, to be honest. 2.0, the 2.0, we got it. We got 198 groups total in the 3 days. And to be honest, we got 1,612 students, which is incredible, to be honest, being in the pandemic, divided in 3 days, of course. So we started the winter 22 activities night. So we're going to do it over 3 days in January, and then we're going to have activities night after hours. So that's really exciting. Now services can book 3501 Peel for the first time. So this is huge. So this means that services can have other spaces where they can do their trainings and their meetings, et cetera. So that's awesome. I troubleshooted some miscommunications regarding finances and approval of alcohol, just ensuring everyone knows what we approve and what we don't approve when it comes to alcohol. We also increased the capacity in the university center. We're doing 1 meter distancing now. So that allowed us to increase bookings for all events and meetings. In collaboration with the events department, we created easier guides for groups to be able to create the events and also know what forms they need to submit in order for us to support them. In regards to mental health, so the Wellness Hub Rep is back from vacation and we're working out on the SCOPE campaign for the Wellness Hub. The Mental Health Outreach Commissioner is working on the Green Home Project, which is basically a garden to promote health and wellness. So that's really exciting. And the advocacy coordinator is working on the teaching awards and the academic wellness proposal. The academic wellness proposal is going through like tons of meetings right now to just ensure everything's ready for February. So that's pretty exciting. Projects, we're doing the final amendments to the student group internal regulations, which is we've been working on this since June. And now I'm gonna send it out to committee so we can have the final review, and then you're gonna see it in Ledge in a couple of weeks from now. With the club reps, we're gonna actually rebrand the website. We had our committee meeting last Friday, and we decided that we do need to increase the visibility of student life on campus and also make sure that it's accessible for everyone. Right now, our website is really, really confusing. So with the club reps, we're gonna be working on this for the future weeks to come. And we have now a rebranded SSMU Student Life site. So go follow SMU Student Life on Instagram. We're going to post everything regarding Student Life in there. And then lastly, for McGill Student Services Miscellaneous, we are partnering with Lobby, which is sort of like a Zoom platform, but it's essentially to have online events. And you can interact with them. It's just really cool. I would encourage you to go give it a look on Google. And we're also partnering with Bricks to offer students discounts on housing in Montreal, which we all need a discount for our rents. So those are all the updates I have for.
Great. Thank you, Vice President Hesekbia. Are there any questions on this report? Yes, Director, Councillor Wan.
Thank you very much, VP Student Life, for your report. I just wanted to ask a clarification question. So for 3501 Peel, did you say that social distancing is now reduced from 2 meters to 1 meter?
Yes, is 1 meter.
May I ask a follow-up?
Yeah. Oh,
yes, you may.
No, yeah, but
yes, you may.
Thanks very much. Yeah, so I just want to ask, was this okayed by who was consulted prior to this reduction? Because as far as I'm aware, I think 2 meters is still like the general standard. But if it's 1 meter now, it's we're heading in the right direction. But as far as I know, I thought 2 meters is still like the acceptable distance in general.
Yeah. So we were also under the impression it was 2 meters. That's why it took us so long to increase capacities. But then we talked to McGill and they're having no distancing in classrooms. And for events is 1 meter. And we talked to the inspectors from the city of Montreal to get a final call on that. And they said 1 meter is good. And we also consulted our lawyers to ensure that 1 meter is good. So it's 1 meter. So we can allow more students to come in.
Great, thank you. Are there any other questions on the report? Okay, great. Thank you, Vice President. We will now move on to Vice President Downey's report.
Hi, thank you, everyone. So I love how the other executive reports are always very like specific, bigger projects, but the mandate of the UA role is to be in a lot of meetings and have a lot of little things flying around at any given time. So my report looks a little bit different than everyone else's. But right now I've been working on supporting the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner with the Quips Fee campaign. As you know, that's a referendum question. And I can't encourage you to vote one way or another. That's not within my mandate as an executive, but I encourage you to check out all the information about all of the referenda questions we have right now. We've been assisting students with the FastPass sticker information. We're not using it at SMU right now, so we just have to make sure that students are aware and make sure everyone has all the correct information. Looking forward, we're going to be looking to incentivize flu shots on campus for students and reduce barriers to access. Unfortunately, there aren't going to be any campus clinics this year, but we want to do other initiatives to make sure it's as accessible as it can possibly be. This is me urging you to please get a flu shot. I have these meetings on an ongoing basis. Notably, the University Health and Safety Committee met to discuss a university-wide or university-level vaccine mandate, endorsing it as a committee. Ultimately, the statement that was put out was not really a urging a mandate. It was just reiterating McGill's policy, which is that they could and would do a mandate if it was operationally and legally justified. I think that's the wording they use. We've had a check-in with the menstrual health team. So we're currently working on a period product pantry pickup program so that individuals can pick up larger quantities of products rather than just the occasional product from the campus dispensers and baskets. We're very excited to be launching that. I had a check-in with the Dean of Students, I guess actually two at this point. I was introduced to the anti-Bill 21 coalition. I'm very excited to hopefully get to keep being a part of that. I checked in with the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner. We've selected some candidates to interview for a new role within the portfolio. I've had some various other check-ins, especially with the Menstrual Health Commissioner. And the Library Improvement Fund Commissioner, we're continuing to advocate for prayer spaces on campus. But unfortunately, that's a difficult ask because the library is always very short on space. One of the bigger things this week was working with the Coalition Against Bill 2. A huge shout out to Councillor Kusa, who has been a huge part of that. And there's members from the UGE and QM and QM's Trans Working Group there. Excellent group of people, very happy to be working with them. There was a meeting of the USAP / PASL working group, which is discussing, right now we've been discussing the timeline during which feedback must be received in a course and retroactive accommodations. This is the new policy that's going to be dictating how assessment works at the university level. So it's very important and it's been going through a lot of consultations. We've been interviewing candidates for an additional menstrual products coordinator role. You can see some of the other governance things I have been involved in. Advocacy, I believe I spoke about all of this earlier. Miscellaneous, the SMU daycare babies trick-or-treated in the office last week. It was really lovely. Cannot recommend it more. I got to play barista at Gertz Cafe opening on Monday. It was very, very fun. And the announcement I said earlier, which was that we're looking for a counselor to join the Menstrual Health Budgeting Committee just to help us set financial priorities and logistical goals for the next few years. And I stand for questions.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. Sorry guys, I just said something really spicy and I'm struggling a little bit. Okay, are there any questions for Councillor Downey? Yes, Councillor Wong.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and thank you, VPUA, for your presentation. I just want to ask, so when you say incentivizing a flu shot, seeing as how for most students, they don't fall under the purview of the Quebec government for free vaccinations, do you plan on providing like monetary or like financial subsidies for students who want to get the flu shot? Is that how the campus clinic usually works? Thank you.
Yeah, I can't speak to how the campus committee has been run in the past, but I can say that I was in communication with the DIPSL about having an on-campus committee, and I received the impression that he, or an on-campus clinic, I received the impression that he tried very hard, but unfortunately this year the SUSEs just do have other priorities, which is understandable. The details here are still being ironed out, but the goal is, much like with the COVID vaccination incentives, that we would be providing Uber gift cards to students who say that transportation and time is a barrier to getting vaccinated. I wish that we could do cash payments for this, but I don't believe that that's feasible at this time. But I am hopeful that the Uber gift card will help to reduce the cost and the time and energy that it takes to go get a flu shot.
Thank you, Vice President Downey. Are there any other questions on the report? Great. Seeing none, we'll move on to the final report, which is mine. Starting with internal affairs, I've been working on a GERTS social media plan to help out our bar manager, planning GERTS week, which is gonna happen next week as dancing is now allowed. So we're planning a big event, which is gonna end in a burnout ball, which I'm so excited about. So if you guys are interested in coming, you can take out like your fancy dress and 6-inch stilettos, because that'll be the occasion for it. I have my weekly check-ins with the bar manager, planning for the GERTS Cafe opening, which has successfully opened. I hope you guys had a chance to go try the free espresso. It's delicious. And I did GERTS inventory. As you can tell, I spent a lot of time at GERTS, so I like it there. For spin, as you guys saw in the report, Halloween happened, which is a huge success. We're now planning Faculty Olympics, which is happening on the 8th or 12th. And we interviewed for more positions, which I forgot to add in the report, but we basically added 3 more people to our team because FACO is a big endeavor. For Francophone Affairs, I had a check-in with the commissioner and our first meeting is happening tomorrow. Alumni Affairs, MASEC was on Tuesday. Unfortunately, I could not make it because I had prior engagement with SPIN, but apparently it won't go. Communications, nothing much. Following up on grad photos, if you know that your faculty hasn't signed the MOA yet, please do so as soon as possible so you can basically book your sittings. For first year affairs, we finally met. They are such lovely people. We are planning our first event for November. Also discussed our finances with Vice President Sater. And everything is going very well on that front. Lots of really great ideas, and we're taking more of an advocacy focus this year, so that's also very exciting. Sustainability, we met twice to discuss what they're planning, and they're they have 21 people for members at large, which is absolutely insane. They did a really great job pushing for members at large, so they're doing the hiring of that this week. For governance, I dissolved BOMCOM because it basically wasn't doing what it was supposed to do anymore. I amended the Comprehensive Governance Review Committee, installed the Governance Reform Committee, wrote a bunch of reports for this meeting, as you guys could tell by the amount of time I have presented a report. We've been brainstorming some constitutional reforms. If you guys have any thoughts on how to reform the Constitution, you guys can reach out to me and I can put you in contact with our policy and advocacy coordinator, because that's a big project we're working on this week. Finally finalized the Samosa committee, so we're meeting as soon as possible. I sent out a one to meet, but it seems that the only time people are available is right when I have my one class, so trying to work that out. And planning for the president's roundtable this semester, because a couple of them wanted to discuss COVID responses, also a one to meet sent there, and planning for our first meeting. In kind of miscellaneous things, had a meeting with McGill administration, an HR check-in. We were introduced to a lobby, which Vice President Masekubia spoke about in her report. I got interviewed by the Tribune for McGill COVID response, and then I had a check-in with the building manager about how tenants are going to work now that we've dissolved BOMCOM. So I stand for questions if there are any. Okay, seeing none, that completes our reports for today. So we'll now move into confidential session. Just quickly, do I need to motion for that, or can we just move into confidential session? I'm not sure about the Robert's rules on that one.
I think that you move into it, and at this time you ask all the members of the gallery to kindly leave the meeting.
Thank you, Vice President Downey. So yeah, if all members of the gallery could please leave, it was lovely having you. And we hope to see you next time. Okay. So I think that is everyone, if I'm not mistaken.